This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. At least 7 persons were killed and more than 700 injured after a powerful earthquake in Taiwan. The United States Geological Service said an earthquake measuring 7.4 on the Richter scale, with its epicenter 18 kilometers south of Taiwan's Hualien city at a depth of 34.8 kilometers, rocked the eastern shores of the country today, triggering tsunami warnings in the region. The director of Taipei's Seismology Center, Wu Qianfu, said the earthquake was the strongest in 25 years. According to the initial reports, multiple buildings have partially collapsed in Hualien and are shown leaning at precarious angles. Authorities said dozens of people remain trapped in buildings. The tremor triggered tsunami alerts in southern Japan as well. As per reports, a 30-centimeter tsunami was recorded at Yonaguni Island this morning. In response, the Japan Meteorological Agency sounded the alarm for Miyakojima and Okinawa Islands, cautioning residents about imminent waves as high as 3 meters. The Philippines Seismology Agency has issued a tsunami warning. Chinese state media said tremors were felt in parts of China's southeastern Fujian province. Meanwhile, India Taipei Association has issued an emergency helpline numbers for getting any assistance and clarification regarding earthquake in Taiwan. The emergency number is 09052479906 and the email ID is ad.ita@nea.gov.in. The Indian economy is projected to grow at 7.5% in 2024, the World Bank has said, revising its earlier projections for the same period by 1.2%. According to the World Bank's most recent South Asia Development Update, overall growth in South Asia is forecast to be strong at 6% in 2024, driven mostly by robust development in India and recoveries in Pakistan and Sri Lanka. The first bi-monthly Monetary Policy Committee meeting of the financial year 2024-25 of the Reserve Bank of India began in Mumbai today. The monetary policy statement will be announced by RBI Governor Shaktikanta Das on Friday. The Election Commission is meeting with law enforcement agencies of states and union territories to review and assess the law and order situation and prevent illicit activities and seizures. The meeting will also review the steps related to strict vigil across interstate and international borders. Campaigning is gaining momentum for the Lok Sabha elections. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed a digital rally through the Namo app today. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said, in the last 10 years, BJP workers of Uttar Pradesh have proved the political experts of the country wrong. He said, be it Lok Sabha elections or assembly elections, new records are being made with the hard work. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Rajnath Singh held an election rally at Ghaziabad in Uttar Pradesh today. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Singh has said that India has become one of the top 5 economies in the world under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, and it is poised to become the third largest by 2027. On the other hand, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge today launched Ghar Ghar Guarantee Abhiyan from Northeast Delhi Parliamentary Constituency. Speaking on this occasion, Mr. Kharge claimed that if the Congress comes to power, the government vacancies will be filled up immediately. Several prominent leaders filed the nomination papers from the Lok Sabha constituencies going to polls in the second phase of elections. Filing of nominations for this phase is ending tomorrow. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi filed his papers before the returning officer of Wayanad Parliamentary Constituency in Kerala this afternoon. The Left Democratic Front LDF candidate in Wayanad, N. E. Raja of the Communist Party of India CPI, also filed the nomination papers. Meanwhile, BJP candidate Mahesh Sharma filed his nomination from Gautam Budh Nagar seat in Uttar Pradesh, which is going to polls in the second phase. In IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals will face Kolkata Knight Riders today at the YS Rajasekhara Reddy Cricket Stadium in Visakhapatnam. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.